3.7 Good news or bad news? 1. Brotherly love. He did it for Mum.
Brothers Alistair and Johnny Brownlee were just 6 and 8 years old when they began doing triathlons. 2 years ago, they went to London to compete in the Triathlon World Series. It was a hot day, but the boys were doing well. They were nearing the finishing line. Alistair was running behind his younger brother. He thought to himself, "This is perfect. Johnny's going to win, and I'm going to come second or third." Suddenly, with only 700 metres to go, Alistair saw that Johnny was in trouble. He wasn't running. He was finding it difficult to walk, and he couldn't breathe. Alistair ran up to his brother. He put his arm round him and started to run with him to the finishing line. Their worried parents, Keith and Kathy, were at home in Yorkshire. They were watching the race on TV when Alistair finally pushed his brother over the line and Johnny fell to the ground. Fortunately, Johnny was soon well and running again. Their parents were very proud of both their sons.
2. Sorry, Nate, not until payday.
Nate Williams, 10, was shopping with his mum Tracy in an Asda supermarket in Liverpool when he spotted a huge toy panda. It cost £15. Nate immediately fell in love with it. He picked it up and carried it while they were doing their shopping. But at the checkout, when she was paying, his mum told her sad little boy that she couldn't afford the panda until her next payday. Nate didn't want to say goodbye to his new friend, Pandy, so he found a cardboard box and wrote a message on it for other shoppers to read. It said, "My mum didn't have enough money to buy me Pandy today, so she's buying me Pandy on the 15th of June. So please don't buy him, as it will make me cry. Thank you so much from hopeful future owner." Some shop workers noticed Nate's message. They felt sorry for the boy, and so they clubbed together and bought the toy for him. They posted a message on Facebook to try and find him. Tracy saw the post and they returned to the shop to get Pandy. She couldn't believe how kind the staff were. She said, "When we were leaving the shop, Nate turned to me and said that it was the best day of his life."